हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टवागंसस्तनोभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते सवित्रे सूर्यनारायणाय प्रज्ञानांशु स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ्मायया भोयन्नः स्वपिति मधुरभुङ्मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजं ब्रह्म यत् तन्नतोऽस्मि ब्रह्मयत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् विधिज विषयान् ಪ್ರಾಶ್ಯ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ಪಶ್ಚಾಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಚಾಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಪುನರಪಿ ಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಅಸೌ ತುರಿಯ ನಃ ಪಾತು only by blessing us with the jnanam bhagwan can protect us turiyaha can protect us only by revealing itself to us himself to us just by revealing itself to us the protector no other way of being protected So, we know very well, there's no way, no shortcut method. One has to strictly live a life of karma yoga, consciously always living a life of values. In everything one does, one must be aware of dharma. That is how one can manage one's mind relatively. One can have relative mastery over one's mind. One can become mentally adequately pure and steady. And living life karma yoga, one must be worshipful and prayerful. One must be meditative of Ishvara. That is how one can become mentally steady. And with mental steadiness and purity, if a person is given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, without any obstruction, obstacle, knowledge should take place. Even then, that knowledge must be free from doubts. So one must repeatedly listen and get one's doubts resolved. Then in order to ascertain, one must contemplate. Repeatedly, one must entertain thoughts of the nature of the Atma, thoughts pertaining to the subject matter of the Shastram. One must repeatedly dwell upon the Swarupam of the Atma. And this repeatedly dwelling upon the Swarupam of the Atma implies having taken one's attention totally away from everything else other than the Atma. And this must go on for length of time. Every time a person is in contemplation, dwelling upon one's own Swarupam, that's the time a person is with oneself. One's own Swarupam. The person is sitting with oneself. Is with oneself, just being oneself. Then, in such contemplation, in a situation of just being with oneself, being as the self, one can see mind being not there, one can see the objects being not there, one can see oneself being non-separate from everything, and seeing oneself being non-separate from everything is seeing the duality, plurality being not there. The repeated dwelling should result in the ascertained doubt-free vision. That is what is actually being free from limitations. But when a person is given the process of contemplation, the practice of contemplation, there will be obstacles due to the lack of adequate preparedness, and those obstacles we understood already as layaha, vikshepaha, kashayaha. And all these obstacles have to be handled thoughtfully. One has to really use one's will to bring one's mind back to Shastram. Repeated listening, repeated systematic, regular listening to the subject matter of the Shastram, and repeatedly seeing that one has dispassion, vairagyam. Only these are the two remedies. Brahmabhyasaha and vairagyam are the only two remedies, using which alone one can get rid of the obstacles one has in contemplation. You understood all those things until now. Today we are going to see the 45th karika. Here, in the 43rd karika, Gaudapada Acharya introduced the problem of layaha and vikshepaha. He repeated those layaha and vikshepaha again, 44th karika. He also introduced again kashayaha, third problem also. In 45th karika, he specifically mentions one more obstacle that can possibly occur during the practice of Nididhyasanam is sukhaswadaha, sukha-aswadanam. Sukhasya-aswadanam or sukhasya-aswadaha. Aswadayati means tastes, relishes, enjoys. Here, sukhasya aswadanam, sukha aswadanam means relishing, enjoying an inexplicable pleasure, a joy a person has as a result of withdrawing one's attention from the objects, thereby being free from raga dveshas. See, freedom from raga dveshas implies dispassion, being dispassionate. Dispassion enables a person focus one's attention on one's swarupam. And whenever a person is free from raga dveshas, there is sukham. Raga dveshas are not there means there is sukham. There's no disturbance, no distraction. No distraction, no disturbance. Attention is taken away from the objects. Attention is placed in the swarupam of the Atma. No layaha. The person has somehow overcome the problem of layaha. He's very alert and focusing on one's own swarupam. No vikshepaha. Because of very clear understanding of what ragadveshas are, because of dispassion and detachment, there's no more distraction towards the objects also. And even understanding this, when a person happens to go through the problem of mental numbness or stagnation, the kashayaha, caused by the ragadveshas in subconscious, okay, the unmanifest ragadveshan potential condition in subconscious mind, and the person again uses his will and using the same remedies, using the same Brahmabhyasa and Vairagyam, when a person is able to, you know, dwell upon, the person is able to get rid of all these three problems, Layaha, Vikshepaha and Kashayaha. So when being free from these three problems, you know, without any disturbance, with the alertness, without any stagnation, smoothly the person is capable of repeatedly placing the attention in one's own Swarupam, which is the Swarupam of reality, of the whole, Brahma, Atma, which the person has understood through Shravanam and Mananam. He knows the Swarupam, he is able to dwell upon the Swarupam without any disturbance. Attention is taken away, Ragadvesha is not being there, simultaneously there will be also Sukha, Sukham. There will be some sort of inexplicable joy, happiness. Experienceable during the practice of contemplation. During the practice of contemplation, while dwelling upon one's own Swarupam, there is a possibility of experiencing Sukham. That experience of Sukham can take the attention from one's own Swarupam. Whenever then Sukha Swadaha becomes the obstacle. That relishing of the Sukham, joy in such that mental condition becomes an obstacle, because attention is no more on one Swarup. You're not seeing the Swarup anymore. You are slipped. Attention has slipped from one Swarupam to Sukha. Relishing the Sukha. Then what happens? Obstacle happens in the contemplation stopped. Very subtle. Do you see that? Very, very subtle. Then also, it's difficult for one to remind oneself. Okay? That is why already it is said that such experience is possible. You can't avoid the experience of Sukham during contemplation. How you can't avoid experience of Sukham in deep sleep state? Because you are yourself. Whenever you are yourself, there is Sukham. But here, in sleep, you are yourself not knowing your existence. In contemplation, you are yourself knowing you what you are. That's the only difference. Since Sukham is there. But one should be conscious of not slipping away from one's focus. Let Sukham be. Sukham be, you know, the Sukham is only a condition of the mind. The experiential Sukham, a state, okay, because of the attention being drawn from objects. Ragadveshas being not there, there is Sukham. That Sukham is temporary. Experience Sukham is temporary Sukham. It will, once you come out of contemplation, Sukham will go. Whenever you take attention from Swarupam to anything else, for transacting in the world, that Sukham will disappear. So we are not interested in that experiential, time-bound Sukham, experienceable only when you are in contemplation or meditation. The Sukham should not get carried away. And what should you do? One must place one attention in one's own Swarupam. And how long? Until it becomes ascertained. Even if I'm transacting in the world, I am sure I, the knower, am consciousness Atma. And ID consciousness, I am non-separate from the knower. ID consciousness, I am non-separate from knowledge. ID consciousness, I am non-separate from the known world of duality, plurality. ID consciousness, I am non-separate from anything and everything that is experienced and experienced. Therefore, ID consciousness, I am everything, the whole. This vision must be there. Even though, as a person of ascertained vision and wisdom, even when a person is transacting in the world, experiencing duality, experiencing plurality, even when a person, the Ajnani also has to go through the problems like Ajnani. Only difference is, Jnani is objective towards the problems. He does not take the problems of body, mind, sense as one's own problems. One can enjoy the freedom, the comfort of not being afflicted by the problems associated with the body, mind, sense complex or the problems in the external world also. This unafflictedness is the freedom. Okay, it's purely in understanding. This is called, that's why objectivity is freedom. In jnanam, there is objectivity. Objectivity is freedom. In ajnanam, when you internalize, when you are subjective, you are bound. Subjectivity is bondage. Objectivity is freedom. What is objectivity? We are not doing anything. It's all in cognitive. Change is in perspective. So until ascertainment happens, one has to continue with the contemplation. So rasa swada should not become an obstacle which stops the contemplation. Unless the contemplation becomes successful, vision becomes ascertained, one cannot enjoy the objectivity, the freedom. So the knowledge should be, we should be able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. Of freedom, isn't it? We should be able to enjoy the freedom as a result of this ascertained vision of the truth. So enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge is possible only when it becomes ascertained. For ascertainment, contemplation, during the practice of contemplation, one should get rid of this problem in the form of sukha swadaha also. Okay? This is what we're going to see in the 45th karika. Okay. Na swadayet sukham tatra. Na swadayet sukham tatra. Nisangaf prajnaya bhavet. Nisangaf prajnaya bhavet. Nischalam nischarachit. Nischalam nischarachittam yeki kuryat prayatnataha yeki kuryat prayatnataha naswadayet sukham tatra sukham tatra nissangaf prajnaya bhavet. Nissangaf prajnaya bhavet. Nischalan nischarachittam. Nischalan nischarachittam. Yeki kuryat prayatnataha. Yeki kuryat prayatnataha. She says, Tatra Sukham Na Aswadayet. When you say the Na Aswadayet Bhavet, this is potential mood verb. It means should, must. So, Na Aswadayet, one should not enjoy, one should not relish. What? Sukham. Tatra during contemplation. Tatra sukham na aswadayet. What, how should one know? Nissangaha pragnaya bhavet. Pragnaya nissangaha bhavet. So one should not relish the joy at the time of contemplation. Instead, one should conscious, prajnaya, consciously, through discrimination, nissangaha bhavet. One should remain detached from that sukham. Remaining detached from that sukham means, can you run away from there? It's not physical distancing, being objective towards that sukham. Knowing what? That's also experienced sukham. Therefore, it's mithya. It is not permanent. This is what happens whenever mind is withdrawn from the world. Withdraw the mind from the world is, world is temporarily disappears. Ragad, disappear means what? Ragadveshas are not there. There is sukham. That sukham is possible. Then, instead of slipping attention with going away from the swarupam to the sukham, one should remain detached. Nissangaha bhavet. So remaining detached during the contemplation, the remaining detached from that experienced pleasure means being with oneself, remaining, dwelling upon one's own swarupam. One should continue to be with one's swarupam, reminding oneself of what? That happiness is only experienced. Prajnaya, through discrimination. See, I am, I, the knower, am consciousness. It's called prajna. Being conscious of I am, what I am distinct from this non-distancible, non-distant sukham. I, the experiencer, am consciousness. I, the experiencer, consciousness, am distinct from this experienced sukham. This is called what now? Prajna. Prajnaya nissangaha bhavet. This is how one has to, one should remain detached from this happiness. Through discrimination means seeing oneself as the experiencer, being distinct from the experienced sukham. Got it? There you have to see the experienced experiencer distinction. So prajna in this context. Prajnaya nissangaha bhavet. How can one remain detached from that happiness? So remaining detached from that pleasure, the joy, some happiness, experienced in that condition. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we say, what are the different degrees of sukham also? Isn't it? Then one should distinguish oneself as the experiencer. I, the experiencer, am distinct from this experienced pleasure, this experience of the pleasure. Okay. Nisang pragya bhavet. Then what happens? Nischalam. Nischarat. Nischalam. Nischarat. Chittam eki kuryat. Chittam eki kuryat. Prayatnataha. Prayatnataha means by appropriate effort. Prayatnataha, even then, attention slips away from one's own sorupam to the relishing in experience. By appropriate effort, prayatnataha, chittam eki kuryat. Withdraw the attention from their sukham to one's own sorupam. Eki karanam means what? It's already one, isn't it? If attention is placed in Atma Swarupam, that is Eki Karanam, making it one. Attention goes away to Sukham, then, isn't it? It's not Eki Karanam. You are one when you are your own Swarupam. If attention is with anything else, that too. You and something else. Something else means what? We is not separate from you, but still is seeming to. If you are with yourself, there's one, being one. If you are with anything, okay, an object which is non-separate from you, you're as though two. Real one is as though two, attention goes to anything other than your sorupam. Got it. So he says, chittam eki kuryat prayatnataha. So one has to, one should make the attention. One should place the attention in one's own swarupam, thereby make it one. Eki kuryat prayatnataha. What is that? Nischarat chittam. Whenever the mind moves away from one swarup, attention moves away from one swarupam, nischarat chittam eki kuryat prayatnataha. By appropriate means, one should bring the moving attention from you. So, atma to anatma, I mean, that sukham, to bring back to one swarupam. Whenever attention nischarati, yada yada nischarati, tada tada eki kuryat. Whenever it goes away, bring it back. And make it one. Eki kuryat. What is eki karanam? Making it one means what? If your asurup, attention is placed in your sarupam, you are one. You are with yourself. Attention placing anything else, then there are as though two. I told you already. Nischarat chittam prayatnataha eki kuryat. Then nischalam. Whenever the mind is still and when it moves out, bring it back. This is the literal meaning of the karika. Let us see the bhashyam. Very small, short bhashyam. This is how This is the only way of overcoming the obstacle impediment in the form of rasa swadaha during contemplation. Okay. He says, samadhitsataha yoginaha. See, samadhihi, isn't it? This, I want to tell you if this for people who want to know Sanskritam also. Samyak adadhati. Samadadhati. One plays well. Samadadhati. And samaditsaha. Samaditsataha. Samaditsate means samaditsate means one who wants to contemplate. One who is aspiring to contemplate, one who is desirous of dwelling upon this sarupam, is samadhitsate. We said the verb is samadhitsate. So samadhitsataha yoginaha. Here the spiritual aspirant who is I want to tell for Sanskritam students, samadhitsati is the, means the desirative word. Samadhitsataha yoginaha, for the person who is desirous of being contemplative, the spiritual aspirant who is desirous of being contemplative, for him, during contemplation, yat sukham jayate. Definitely there will be sukham. Take it for granted. There will be sukham. Sukham will be there. Yat sukham jayate, that joy which is there, which rises, which is there as the mental condition, tat na aswadayet, one should not relish that sukham. Tatra na rajyeta ityarthaha. Tatra na rajyeta means tatra na rajyeta.
Page 456.
Because yesterday I gave my book to Bhavanaji, I didn't bring, so today I got it back. So, tatra na rajyeta means what? One should not get lost in it. One should not get attached to it. What is being attached? Being attached means, okay, not dependence here. Attention being lost in the sukham is being attached. Attention, okay, means there's no discrimination. See, there's no discriminative understanding of I, the experiencer, am distinct from this experience to sukham. See, there's no distance. What is the distance between the sukham experience and the experiencer? There's no distance. It's own reflection. I, the experiencer, am distinct from the experience to sukham. That discriminative understanding is there, then there is detachment. In this context, it's not dependence. Otherwise, there's no detachment. It is physical detaching. If it's not physical, sense what? You see, distanceless. Because there's no distance. But cognitively, one has to discern. The cognitive discerning is said to be here detachment. Understand? So he says, samadhitsataha yoginaha yat sukham jayate tat sukham na aswadayet. For a contemplative, the person who is contemplating, whatever sukham that rises then during contemplation, it will rise, but one should not relish. Relishing means what? Attention should not go to that. Tatra na rajyeta ityartaha. One should not lose that discrimination, this understanding between the experiencer consciousness and the experienced sukham. This is what is rajna rajyeta. Then the question is, katam tarhi? If the sukham is there, How should one detach oneself from that sukham? Isn't it? How should one remain without getting lost in that sukham? Nissangaha, nispruhaha. Nispruhaha means without any craving for that sukham, without prajnaya. In order to even there, one has to shift the attention from that sukham with the prajna. What is prajna? Viveka buddhya. Vivek with discriminative knowledge. Prajnaya means viveka buddhya. The discriminative understanding even at the time of, even during the practice of contemplation, whenever the attention slips away from Swarupam to Sukham, one must shift the attention from the Sukham to Swarupam through discriminative understanding. What is that? Yat Sukham Upalabhyate Tad Avidya Parikalpitam. Yat Sukham Upalabhyate Tad Avidya Parikalpitam. Whatever sukham, happiness, whatever joy is experienced, whatever pleasure is available for experience, as an object of experience, that sukham is what? Avidya Parikalpitam. It's only projected, it's only the product of avidya. Ignorance. Why? Anything experienced, Swarupa Sukham is different from Anubhuyamanam Sukham. The Sukham, the joy, any degree of happiness, experienced or experiential happiness, pleasure, is an object of experience, is product of ignorance. Swarupa Sukham, the happiness, the fullness, which one's own nature of consciousness, is permanent. Isn't it? Therefore, Prajnaya, Shankaracharya says, Viveka Buddhya Yadu Upalabhyate, Viveka Buddhya, through discriminative understanding, one has to, is it? Detach oneself from that sukham. Detaching oneself from sukham means what? Seeing I, the experiencer, am distinct consciousness, distinct from the experienced mental condition. That is joy. How? Yadu upalabhyate sukham, tad avidya parikalpitam. Any sukham experienced, available as an object of experience, is avidya parikalpitam. It's produced by avidya, caused by avidya. Therefore, mrisha eva, it is mithya only. Mrisha eva. Mrisha means it is not real. Mrisha means non-real. It is not real sukham. It is not real sukham. It's a temporary, like mirage water, like mental condition. Mrisha eva iti vibhavayet. One must clearly understand it is mrisha eva. It is not real at all. It is mithya only. Why? Because it is product of ignorance. Even at that stage, how we start from the grossest level, anything in the kindergarten class is what? Yadrishyam tajjadam. Anything experienced is inert. It is product of ignorance. It's all kindergarten lessons. Now, at this level, nothing is there. You are just yourself, then some sukham. Because you have to use the mind only, no, anyway. There also, viveka buddhya yad upalabhyate sukham, Tad avidya parikalpitam mrishayeva. It is mithya only. Avidya parikalpitam. Produced by avidya. Iti vibhavayet. One should think. One should understand. This is how. Tataha api sukharagat nigrinniyat. Last. Tataha api sukharagat nigrinniyat. One must discipline one's mind, restrain one's mind, even from the craving for that sukham also. See, we are ready to slip. Any little sukham will slip. Not only in this ordinary, when the gross pleasures, when we're very, you know, initially very, very gross people, simple interest in even puri, masala, all those things interest. But later on, even that sukham, subtle. Any, there's different points, isn't it? Gross pleasure, subtle pleasure, but subtle, subtlest sukham. Very, very, very interesting, okay? That's plus possible. Even then, I the experiencer, I the knower am consciousness, pure consciousness, awareness, distinct from this experienced sukham, which is avidya product. Experienced means avidya product. Avidya product means mrisha eva. So what? This is tatahapi sukharaga. I am interested only permanent. Sukharagat nigrinniyat. One should discipline one's mind in this way also. One should get rid of this problem of sukha swadaha. See, discriminative understanding is always important. Prajna means, prajna literally means consciousness. But here prajna means awareness. Awareness means what? Discriminative understanding. What I am, what I am not. Whatever I am not is what? Object of consciousness is mithya. It is mithya means it's avidya product. Mayakaryam. Which is mayakaryam. There is no more ignorance. It is mayakaryam. That's what maya does. Okay. Yatha punaha sukharagat nivrittam nischalasvabhavam san nischarat bahihi nirgachat bhavati chittam. Now punaha sukharagat nivrittam nischalasvabhavam sannischarat bahir nirgachat bhavati chittam tataha tataha niyamya ukta upayena atmani eva eki kuriyat prayatnataha. I'm sorry, long sentence. I couldn't break it. If I break it, sentence meaning won't be complete. See, this is how whenever the attention slips away from this swarupam to something, then again and again, he says, tataha tataha niyamya ukta upayena. What is the ukta upayam? What is that knack mentioned there? Prajnaya, viveka buddhya, making, through this discriminative understanding, which is the upaya, one should bring the attention again and again, back to Swarupam, whenever it slips away from Swarupam to Sukham. So, yatha punaha sukharagate nivrittam. So, whenever, when the mind is withdrawn from, taken away from what now? This attachment to sukham, attachment to that pleasure, joy. Nischalam. Yata punaha sukaragati nivrittam. When the mind is taken away from the attachment to sukham and nischala swabhavam, when the mind has become really firm of its swarup nature, then nischarat bahihi nirgachat bhavati. Whenever again it happens to wander, go out, then tataha tataha niyamya, again and again bringing it back, withdrawing it back from that state. How ukta upayena? With the help of the already mentioned upaya, the means of discriminative understanding. Yeki kuriyat prayatnataha. By appropriate means, it must be made to remain one. Attention must be made to remain one with Atma. You are not really making it one. Attention is brought back to Swarup means one only. Yeki kuriyat prayatnataha. Chitta swarupa satta matrameva apadayet. Last very okay. Chitta swarupa satta matram yeva apadayet. Attention must be placed only in one's own swarupam, essential nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness. Swarupa satta. Swarupa satta, I mean, what is swarupa satta? What is the essential nature? Okay, essential nature of the existence of oneself is what? Consciousness. Swarupa satta matram yeva apadayet. Means, withdrawing attention from anything, that sukham, one must apadayet means one must direct, okay? But we can say, one must place the attention for what? Cognitively attaining one's own nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness. Swarupa satra matrameva apadayet. Repeatedly, the focus must be only in being with one's own nature of consciousness. This is what is said to be what one has to direct towards the attainment of one's own nature of consciousness. Directing towards one's own nature of consciousness means what? Being one's own self. Being with one's own nature of consciousness. Because you can never attain yourself. Isn't it? That's why, but very difficult to express. That's why they had to say, Chitta Swarupa Satta Matrameva Apadayet means one should direct one's attention towards the attainment of one's own nature of consciousness. Okay, with this, 45th Karika is over. We are moving on to the 46th Karika.
Yadanaliyate chittam, yadanaliyate chittam, nacha vikshipyate punaha, nacha vikshipyate punaha, aninganamanabhasam, nishpannam brahma tattada. Nishpannam brahma tattada. Nishpannam brahma tattada. నం బ్రహ్మ తత్తదా యదానలీయతే చిత్తం యదానలీయతే చిత్తం నచ విక్షిప్యతే పునః నచ విక్షిప్యతే పునః అనింగనమనాభాసం అనింగనమనాభాసం నిష్పన్నం బ్రహ్మ తత్తదా నిష్పన్నం బ్రహ్మ తత్తదా. దిస్ 46th కారిక ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ కారికాస్. All karikas are important. All mantras are important. Every sentence is important here. But he is one of the very important karikas. Therefore, it's very important for us to understand it very carefully. That we should not misunderstand it. We should misinterpret it also. In fact, this karika presents the culmination of the practice of contemplation. So, the enjoyment or the benefit of practicing contemplation is discussed here. Before I enter into this karika, I want to tell you one thing. In assimilating, ascertaining the teaching, in having the ascertained vision of one's own Swarupam being Brahman, in the light of that vision seeing absolutely all the teaching is only Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Ahamidam Sarvam. To see that actually, the obstacles are there, and obstacles can be known obstacles, unknown obstacles. What are the unknown obstacles? Unknown obstacles are the obstacles in terms of hidden invariables which are in the subconscious and potential condition. And why it is not proper, why I'm studying Shastram, I'm understanding everything, still I'm not able to enjoy the benefit. Why I'm not able to enjoy it? I understand very clearly, still I'm not able to enjoy the benefit. Why? Okay. What the reason? Problem is not known. Then such a problem is said to be the problems caused by the pratibandhas caused by one's own prarabdha papam. Prarabdha papa karma. Then what is the solution for that? Shravanam. Go back, repeatedly shravanam. I've been hearing for 40 years. Don't problem. Continue. Patience. One must listen and listen and listen. And here, a solution is given. What is solution? Aham Brahma Asmi. This jnanam is there. Not able to enjoy the benefit means. Actually, then upaya is given. Now what is upaya? Aham Brahma Asmi, that sentence, one can meditate upon that sentence, Aham Brahma Asmi, with the understanding of the sentence, Aham Brahma Asmi, what? One must have gone through the teaching, simply not meditation, okay? Aham Brahma Asmi, it is not mechanical repetition of the statement, it is dwelling upon the very statement, with the understanding of the teaching. Please remember, after having gone through Shravanam and Mananam, with the understanding of the meaning of the sentence, meditating upon a sentence, is Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. It is not Swarupa Anusandhanam. It is a upasam, it's a meditation, it is not contemplation. Understand? If you dwell upon the meaning of the sentence, that is Swarupa Anusandhanam, that is contemplation. If we repeatedly dwell upon the very sentence itself, so Aham Brahma Asmi, that sentence you meditate upon, how with the understanding of the teaching, not without having understand the teaching, one should not meditate upon this sentence. This upasanam, meditating upon the teaching, that Aham Brahma knowledge, understanding Aham Brahma Asmi in the light of the teaching, as upasanam, as a manasam karma, it produces punyam. That punyam will help you sort out the obstacles caused by papam, neutralizing. It's called neutralizing. The punyam will enable a person. The punyam a person earns. Jnanam does not happen. Jnanam is there, but jnanam doesn't work. Because I'm parabdha. So this upasanam meditation helps a person earn punyam, and this punyam will help one utilize the papam, at least some papam, not all the papam, some papam, that so the obstacles will resolve. The obstacles resolve, the teaching the person which already has will help him have the ascertained vision that one can enjoy the benefit of this jnanam. Okay? This is the solution for people who have the impediments for which the reason is not known. So without having gone through Shravanam and Mananam, without having any understanding, if I simply say, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, no, that is not recommended. Clear? Okay. Now, if the problems are known, the problems for my not being able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching knowledge, if the problems are understood, then solutions are also can be understood. Is it clear? So what are the problems? Here, that known problems are said to be 3 in number. What the first problem? When we listen to the teaching, we understand how the teaching, how the sentences of the Upanishads are interpreted. And there are many interpretations. One Upanishad study, same Upanishadic mantras have different interpretations by people of different schools of thought. Advaita Darshinaha, people who have the vision of the non-dual reality, have their interpretation of the words of the mantras. And we have other people who also accept Vedanta as the Pramana Grantha, they have their own interpretation. Visishta Dvaitam, there is an interpretation. In Dvaita, Dvaita interpretation. Dvaitam, Visishta Dvaitam, and even other people also are there. They all interpret the same words of the Upanishads in their own way. Many interpretations. Then the doubt comes. That doubt prevents me from what? Enjoying the benefit. Which of the interpretations is correct? I'm confused now. Because all of them seem to be right sound. Means you are not convinced of the interpretation you have heard of the Advaitam. Isn't it? Then what you should do, again,
one has to re-listen to the teaching. Re-listening to the same teaching again carefully, one has to be convinced how the interpretations of the words of the Shastram of an Advaiti is correct. We have to re-listen. We should see how other interpretations also are correct from their standpoint, but they do not see another standpoint. Therefore, and what is the other standpoint from which these interpretations are given? One has to see. And how they may be relatively correct, but what is absolutely correct, right? One must be convinced. And for this conviction, what is the means? Re-listening. Re-listening carefully. Once listening is not enough, re-listening is important. And this problem in Sanskritam is known as pramana asambhavana. Pramana asambhavana. So the problem in the form of pramana asambhavana can be solved by re-listening to the whole teaching with clarity, thereby seeing the different standpoint from where this interpretation is given, how it is given, and how thereby one has to see the errors in others' interpretations. The due respect to them. Okay? We ought to be very respectful to everybody. We're very conscious. We do not belittle, disrespect anybody. With due respect. Understand? This is one thing. This is called pramana asambhavana. Now, the second type of known problem is prameya asambhavana. Prameya asambhavana. So prameya asambhavana means seeing that whether one's understanding has any logical loopholes. The doubt caused by thinking that there may be logical loopholes in one's understanding. It's called prameya asambhavana. And this also one has to analyze again. Logically, one analyze again. One has to see how other interpretations of other schools of thought have logical loopholes, logical fallacies, and how this Advaita teaching is free from logical fallacies. This one has to understanding the teaching being free from logical fallacies, and thereby negating and refuting others' interpretations, pointing, understanding the logical fallacies, loopholes in their interpretations. Is what? Prameya asambhavana. Mere words and first interpretation. Now,
seeing that one's understanding is absolutely free from logical fallacies. Nothing illogical here. Second, pramana asambhavana, prameya asambhavana. The third problem is already known problem, very well known problem, viparita bhavana. Viparita bhavana. Viparita bhavana means what? In spite of having done so much of shravanam for so long, in spite of having, and this, okay, when resolving the problem in terms of prameya asambhavana is called mananam. So repeated listening helps you resolve the problem of pramana asambhavana. Mananam helps you resolve the prameya asambhavana. Being convinced of one's understanding being free from logical fallacies, simultaneously seeing the logical fallacies in others' views and contentions. Okay. The third problem is what? Viparita bhavana. So in spite of having done shravanam, mananam, now no doubts, clear understanding is there, doubt-free understanding is there, clear doubt-free understanding is there, still I'm not able to enjoy the benefit. Because ascertainment is not there. Why? What prevents you from having ascertained vision, assimilated vision? It's called because of long orientation of having wrong identity with the anatma, body, mind, and complex. For so many janmas, we must have had wrong identity. In this janma also, until we're exposed to Shastra teaching, we started listening to the teaching, we had a very strong identity with the body, mind, and complex. In spite of having this knowledge also, in our day-to-day transactions, we do have identity with the body, mind, and complex. Because of this identity shift which happens choicelessly in day-to-day transactions, in spite of having clear understanding also, it is not possible sometimes for us to enjoy the benefit of the teaching knowledge. The slip happens from aham to ahankara, from ahankara to mamakara. Aham brahma asmi is vision. This vision must be unforgettable vision. Ever remembered vision, never forgotten vision. Then, in transactions, whatever happens, we will not be afflicted by the transactions. We can be free from raga dveshas, we can be free from reactions, we can respond properly. Okay? We are safe. We're safe. We have the shield of jnanam. We are protected. The shield of jnanam. We can be cool. Whatever happens. So what? Whatever happens, you can remain cool. That is the freedom. You'll enjoy. You're not bound. But what happens? Aham Brahma asmi, that jnanam doesn't, slips means what? Ahankara. Identity easily goes to mind and immediately goes to anatma, then mamakara also is there. This is because of the long orientation. Do you remember, long ago I told you the story? I think previously I must have told a story. For the sake of newcomers, I would like to repeat a story, Swamiji. It is Pooja Swamiji's own created story to make us understand what is this Vipreeta Bhavana. There's a temple. In front of the temple, there are beggars who every day sit and beg for food, beg for money. And then one beggar, one day, collects some coins, goes and buys a lottery ticket, wins the lottery. Overnight, he becomes millionaire. Because very big ticket, not local ticket, okay, some ticket. And then immediately the position changes overnight. Money comes, position changes. Then the same beggar, after some time, comes to the same temple in a car being driven by a driver. Having a new rich means they put 10 fingers, have all the rings, not one finger. And with the new dress and silk, now whole appearance changed. Everything's changed. Personality changed, everything changed. And he came and he saw some devotee of the temple distributing laddus. And all the beggars and the people around were going and, in India, how prasadam means we will not let. For me, everybody were crowding and then asking for laddu, for me, mama. And what happens? This beggar rich man, the rich beggar, also got on the car, ran towards that person who was distributing laddu. He also, like one of the many beggars, he was also asking for laddu. Okay, and then he was shouting and screaming, for me. And with all 10 rings and diamond rings in his fingers. So the distributor was saying, my God, how can't the poor people are coming and asking? Why this man is also asking for, And somehow he gave it. Then when he came back and sat in the car, then he realized, my God, what a blunder I committed. Like other beggars and other poor people, I also ran and asked for this laddu. Why should I not remember that? I'm a rich man. He's really rich now. See, without becoming rich, if you simply say, I'm rich, you're mad. But after becoming rich also, he forgot he is rich. He does not know he's rich. He is rich, but he forgets he is rich. Because of having lived the beggarly life for so long, habit caused error. Vipareeta bhavana is a habitual error, not ignorance caused error. Initially, all the entire humanity is suffering because of the problem of ignorance caused error, erroneous perception. But here the habit caused error, habitual error. So long sitting and begging and begging and begging. Suddenly you have aham brahmasmi jnanam. Not suddenly. Still, it's very, isn't it? It's a fact. The person has understood. The teaching is real. Like this man has really become big, really big rich now. But he forgets. Because long orientation. So the driver told him, there is a guru here for a beggar. He says, see sir, hereafter you always tell yourself, I am rich. No way. You do this upasanam. I am rich upasanam. Not upasanam, it's nididhyasanam actually. It's not upasanam, it is nididhyasanam. I mean, remembering the fact about oneself. It's not some simply saying. It's a fact. Okay? Aham Brahmasmi is a fact. One has to understand the fact. I want to dwell upon the fact repeatedly that I am Brahmasmi. It is not upasanam. Upasanam is for the person who is understanding but who is not able to enjoy the benefit, whose problem is not known. Here the problem is known. Vipareeta bhavana, habit cause habitual error. So this has to be sorted out. For which the person has to repeatedly dwell upon the nature of one's own self being Atma, Brahma. This is contemplation. Okay? Again, what is the solution here? Contemplation, nididhyasanam. So, swarupa anusandhanam is the only remedy for this. For sorting out this habit caused error, otherwise said to be habitual error, viparita bhavana. This is a known problem. Understand? These are the three problems, and for which we have three solutions also we have. For unknown problem, saguna brahma upasanam. Sorry, nirguna brahma upasanam. Not saguna. Nirguna brahma upasanam, that one meditate upon this sentence, aham brahmasmi. That will produce punyam. Not give jnanam, but it's only punyam. The punyam will resolve the, neutralize the papam. Thereby obstacles can be managed, and one can, as obstacles goes means, obstacles go away means vision will become very clear. So, okay. This understanding, let us hear. See this. Yadana liyate chittam. Nacha vikshipyate punaha. Vikshipyate punaha. Aninganamanabhasam. Aninganamanabhasam. Nishpannam brahma tattada. Nishpannam brahma tattada. Yadanaliyate chittam. Yadanaliyate chittam. Nacha vikshipyate punaha. Nacha vikshipyate punaha. Aninganamanabhasam. Aninganamanabhasam. Nishpannam brahma tattada. Nishpannam brahma tattada. This is the culmination of the practice of Nididhyasanam, which is enjoying the benefit of Jnanam. Chittam yada na liyate. Now, when the person has overcome all these four different possible obstacles, it doesn't mean that everyone need not have all problems. Okay, these are the possible problems. When a person overcomes all the problems, chittam na liyate, during contemplation, the mind does not get drowsy, does not fall asleep. Mana punaha na vikshipyate cha, does not become distracted, does not get deviated from the swarupam. Aninganam, anabhasam. Aninganam, inganam means moving, movement. Aninganam remains without any movement, means motionless. Aninganam, anabhasam. Anabhasam. There's no more reflection, mental projections, anabhasam. Then what happens? No more projections, no more motion, no vikshepa, no layaha. Then what happens? Tate manaha tada brahma nishpannam. then mind is Brahma. In fact, Nishpannam means becomes. Then that mind, distraction free, drowsiness free, motionless, projection free, mind becomes Brahma. Tad tada Brahma Nishpannam. Brahma Bhavati. Here we should remember, even though the Nishpannam literally means Brahma, Nishpannam means Brahma Bhavati, it becomes Brahman means we should be very careful. Mind, nothing can become Brahma. Everything is already Brahma. And especially mind is Brahma. When the mind ununderstood, Brahman ununderstood is mind, mind understood is Brahma. Only mind is Brahma, mind caused world of duality. Seemingly real world is also Brahma. Duality is non-dual reality. Plurality is oneness of reality, only reality. Okay? So plurality is as though, duality is as though, because everything is as though, because everything is Brahma. This is what we already understood, the 35th Karika as Amani Bhavaha. Understand? So mind being Brahman, understanding the fact of mind being Brahman is understanding the whole cosmos being Brahma. There's no way of understanding the cosmos being Brahma without understanding the mind being Brahma. Because mind abides in Swarupam. It's like exactly seeing what wave is water. Water is not the wave. The pure abstract formless reality, the pure awareness, pure consciousness is not the thought, not the mind. The mind is, every thought is consciousness. What is only the consciousness. Whatever else is what as though. Vlayaha Vikshepaha are not there. He does not talk about other two. You know, Sukha Swadaha and that mental stag, he doesn't talk about. These are the two problems, main problems. That doesn't, another, mind settles. So, Aninganam Anabhasam Brahma Nishpannam. It mind becomes that. Tad mind then becomes Brahma. Mean what? Does not become Brahma, it is Brahma. For want of expression, it is said. Okay. Let us read the Bhashyam here.
Yathokta upayena, Shankaracharya says, yathokta upayena, by the appropriate remedies already discussed before, by the appropriate remedies, by appropriate means of Brahmabhyasaha and Vairagyam, Nigrihitam chittam, the mind which has been disciplined perfectly. Nigrihitam chittam, yada sushupte naliyate, the mind, the disciplined mind, restrained mind, well-trained mind does not remain resolved in sleep, does not get, you know, it does not fall asleep,
does not become drowsy. Nacha punaha vishayeshu vikshipyate. Again, the attention is also not distracted towards the sense objects also. Then what happens? No layaha, no distraction. No ragadveshas means aninganam, achalam. Aninganam is Gaudapada Acharya's word. Shankara's word is what? Achalam. Aninganam is equal to achalam. Motionless. How motionless it is? Nivatat pradipa kalpam. Nivatat pradipa kalpam. Vataha means wind. Nivataha means windless place. Pradipaha means lamp. Nivata pradipa kalpam means the motionlessness of the mind, stillness of the mind is like the flame of the lamp in a wind-free place, windless place. The flame of the lamp in a windless place will not flicker. Like that's so motionless. Attention doesn't go. Kindergarten, imagine starting with the crayons. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam should culminate. Crayon should culminate in Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. So many years, not so many janmas also. White hair, ash, wrinkled skin. One does need to get old actually to have the wisdom. Depends upon how much time has been spent before. At the age of 40, like Ramana Maharishi, run away, go and sit in a cave. How many boys of 40 years have can go and sit first? Then to go inside a cave with any fear. Closing your eyes. Nothing of food, I am hungry. Nothing of anything. Not easy joke. Janmantra samskara, isn't it? But this is possible. Now he is talking about, this is how, okay? Aninganam. No vikshepa, no object can drag the attention. Attention cannot go out. No, I have alertness. So, sushupte na liyate yada, punaha vishayeshu na vikshipyate. Doesn't it sound like English, Swamiji? Aninganam achalam. Nivata pradipa kalpam. Attention remains motionlessly like the flame of this lamp in a place where there's no wind. Nivata pradipa kalpam. Anabhasam. Like the flame of a lamp that is not disturbed by breeze, says Panology. Okay. Anabhasam. Without any projection, mind doesn't go out. Does any object come from one's own memory? No. Anabhasam. Without any projection of any object. Anabhasam nakenachit kalpitena vishaya abhavena avabhasaha iti. Anabhasam means, Sankaracharya says, nakenachit kalpitena vishaya bhavena. No object of anything projected by anything. Sometimes the object can come from outside, okay? From your own mind, object can come. No distraction at all. See, absolute non-distraction. Total non-distraction. Nakena chitta kalpitena vishaya bhavena avabhasate. iti. Anavabhasam yada evam lakshanam chittam. When yada chittam evam lakshanam. When the mind is of this nature. When the mind is of this nature, when the mind is endowed with these characteristics, as what? Motionless, projection free, undistracted, alert, these are the characteristics. Then, what else can the mind do? Mind has to remain as Brahma. Then it becomes Brahman. Brahmanishpannam bhavati. Bhavati, I'm adding. Okay? Brahmanishpannam means what? Brahma. Again, you have to understand, it does not become Brahma. Mind being Brahman is very clear. How wavy is water? The mind being consciousness is very clear. In stillness, there's no turbulence, clear. When the stillness of water, you see what? Stillness is water. In turbulence, you see the wave, isn't it? No more turbulence, there is stillness. Then in stillness, mind is Brahma. Does not become Brahma, mind is Brahma. Then what happens? Nishpannam chittam bhavati. Brahma swarupena nishpannam chittam bhavati. Means what? Mind then is that which is of the nature of consciousness. What is the swarupam of the mind? Consciousness. Mind is consciousness, Brahma, because mind is essentially of the nature of consciousness. Like wave is H2O. Mind is of the nature of consciousness. Well, I shouldn't give gross examples at this stage. I shouldn't give. That's the came it told. Yada evam lakshanam chittam. When the mind is endowed with these characteristics, what are the characteristics of the mind? Mind in contemplation, constant, continuous contemplation, yes, overcome the problems of layaha, vikshepaha, rasasvadaha, kashayaha, then there is only stillness, motionlessness. There is no distract, no projection of anything. Then mind is Brahma. That's what is the Karika says, that's what Gaudapada Shankaracharya repeats the same thing in his commentary. Tada nishpannam chittam brahma swarupena bhavati. Brahma nishpannam means, it becomes Brahman means brahma swarupena bhavati. It remains as that which is of the nature of consciousness. I mean, there's no more mind. There's only consciousness. From the standpoint of consciousness, there's only consciousness. On the standpoint of mind, mind is consciousness. When the mind is consciousness, means the whole jagat caused by Brahma. Mind also is consciousness, Brahma. There's no knower, there's no knowledge, there's no known. There are no sense organs, there are no sense objects, there's no perception, there's no experience, There is no pairs of opposites. Everything is Brahma. It's only pure awareness. This vision is only when you see the mind being consciousness, Brahma. Okay, 46th karika is over. 47th karika. Here, the 47th karika just says what is moksha, what is freedom. It defines freedom, moksha, happiness, limitlessness. So freedom is the very swarupam of mind. Why? No mind is Brahma. The swarupam of the mind is consciousness, Brahma, Atma. And the swarupam of consciousness is what? Happiness. Swarupam of being conscious is the swarupam of the reality, Brahma. The same way, consciousness being the nature of the reality, being aware, being the nature of reality, being limitless also is the nature of the reality. What is happiness? Being limitless is equal to being happy. Now, we have to come to this is different mathematics, okay? Being limitless, okay, being limited is being bound. Being bound is being sorrowful. Being limitless is being free. Being free is being happy. Convert it into noun now. Being limitless is limitlessness is equal to being free, freedom. Freedom is equal to happiness. This is what now, it has something to be attained. It is the unchangeable swarupam, essential nature of the abstract formless subtlest, only satyam, reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma, which alone is shining as everything here. And here, this is where Aham is placed. Aham Brahma Asmi means I, the reality, Brahma, am limitlessness, happiness. I, the reality, consciousness, am happiness, fullness, limitlessness. That is the nature. You can't place I anywhere else. If you place I sense anywhere else, that is incorrect placement. Okay, so he says, Swastham Shantam Sa Nirvanam. Swastham Shantam Sa Nirvanam. Akathyam Sukhamut. Uttamam, akathyam sukham uttamam, swastham shantam sa nirvanam, swastham shantam sa nirvanam, akathyam sukham uttamam, thyam sukham uttamam. ಉತ್ತಮಂ ಅಜ.
Okay. You mean the English translation, Samji?
No, not the, we have the Mula Mantras, so the, only the second line of Ajahmaja and only
okay.
The first line we are missing.
Okay, now I got it.
Yeah, in the Panoli is there. We have the Mula Mantras.
Okay. Okay. I'll repeat it now. You can write it down. Swastham, shantam, sa nirvanam. Akathyam, sukham, uttamam. Okay, this is the first line. I'll repeat again. Swastham, shantam. Repeating this mantra itself is a punya karma. Okay, swastham, shantam. Sanirvanam, akathyam, sukham, uttamam. This is the first line. Second line, ajam, ajena, gnyena, sarvajnyam, parichakshate. Ajam ajena gnyena sarvajnyam parichakshate. Swastham shantam sa nirvanam akathyam sukham uttamam ajamajena gnyena sarvajnyam parichakshate swastham shantam sa nirvanam akathyam sukham uttamam ajamajena gnyena sarvajnyam parichakshate
Is it possible to separate light and heat from the sun? Is it possible to separate heat from the fire? Is it possible to separate fullness, limitlessness from consciousness? Can't separate. Being full is the swarupam. Being limitless is the swarupam. Being timeless is the swarupam. Being all pervasive is the swarupam. Being subtlest is the swarupam. Therefore, being all pervasive is the swarupam. Being timeless is the swarupam. Therefore, being limitless is the swarupam. You can't separate limitlessness from this abstract reality, consciousness, existence. Consciousness, existence is of the nature of limitlessness. You mean reality only. Your reality, subtlest reality, something that reality you understand,
in terms of its nature of knowing, therefore it's a consciousness. Now use the term consciousness for reality. That reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is ever of the nature of limitlessness. You can't separate it. And limitlessness is what? Happiness. This is the Swarupa Sukham. This is not experiential Sukham. This is the Swarupa Sukham, not experiential Sukham. Experiential Sukham comes and goes, time bound, which is reflection of happiness, manifestation of fullness of happiness, is experiential Sukham. Whereas Swarupa Sukham, the source of happiness, doesn't come and go. It's a permanent, everlasting. Understood the difference now? Therefore he says first, Swastham, the mind abides, Swastham, Swasmin tishtati iti swastham. Where is fullness? Where is fullness of happiness? Where is limitlessness? Where is it? Is separable from the abstract reality? You are the abstract reality implied by the term Atma. So you are the abstract reality, abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma Brahma. And you are in you, inseparably, it is there is what? In you, isn't it? Swastham. Swastham. This limitlessness, fullness is there as one's own nature. Swastham. Swasmin tishtati. Abides in oneself. Is there as one's own swarupam. Inseparably. Shantam. What noise does consciousness make? All noises happen in consciousness. But consciousness is absolutely ever of the nature of silence. Shantam. It is a peace with itself. Shantam. Sanirvanam. Sanirvanam. Here the word comes. Nirvanam means freedom. Implied meaning is freedom. Sanirvanam means it is ever free. Akathyam. Kathyam means that which can be talked about is kathyam. That which cannot be talked about is what? Akathyam. That which cannot be talked about means that which cannot be described. Can you describe consciousness? How it looks? One thing which cannot be described at all is consciousness. Description of anything is possible because of the blessing of consciousness. Consciousness cannot be described. Akathyam, that which cannot be talked about, means that which cannot be described. Uttamam sukham. Exalted happiness. Why exalted? Uttamam sukham means exalted happiness obtains in you, obtains in one's own swastham. Exalted happiness, the permanent happiness, non-arriving, non-departing happiness, everlasting happiness, swarupa sukham abides in oneself, swastham. Ever peaceful, ever free, sanirvanam, ever indescribable. Ajena Ajam. Ajena Gyena Ajam. This reality, this fullness of happiness, exalted happiness, can be discovered as the nature of Brahma. Unborn reality. Ajena Gnyena Ajam. This beginningless, endless, unborn fullness of happiness, exalted happiness, can be understood as the Swarupam of absolute reality Brahma. Unborn reality Brahma. See, Brahman is unborn. Brahma Swarupam fullness also is unborn. Ajam Ajena Gnyena. So this unborn, beginningless, endless happiness, everlasting exalted happiness, is inseparably with the unborn reality Brahma. Ajena Gnyena Ajam. Where is it? It is inseparably with consciousness, Brahma. Exalted happiness is inseparably with unborn reality, Brahma, as its very intrinsic, inseparable nature. Ajena Gyena. Ajam means unborn. This exalted happiness is unborn. Where is it? It is with Brahma. Unborn Brahma, as its very nature. Ajena Gnyena Ajam. Sutam Sukham, that's the meaning. Sarvajnyam Parichakshate. Parichakshate means say, state, declare. Who? It's implied. So people who know the truth, the Jnanis, who know the truth, it's implied. Jnanis, people who have the clear vision of the truth, Brahman, they say, as what? Sarvagyam, they say, this reality, Brahman, the reality, abstract, formless reality, which is ever after of consciousness, limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman, to be the only source of all knowledge. Sarvagyam parichakshate. So the knowers of Brahman, they say, they declare this Brahman to be the only source of all knowledge. Omniscient. Sarvagyam parichakshate. This is the literal meaning of the verse. We'll come back and see tomorrow. Okay? So one verse, you come, I'll teach you. She's leaving tomorrow. So. No, anyway, the Bhashyam is also there. Okay. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Sumi Bhagavan, help us overcome Pramana Sambhavana, Prameya Sambhavana, Vipreeta Bhavana, all problems under the wisdom.